Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Do you ever feel like democracy is something that happens to other people? Like the decisions in your town or your neighborhood are happening behind closed doors? Well, the Citizens Campaign has been teaching regular New Jerseyans how to grab the levers of power and make democracy work other than on Election Day since 1998. The chairman is with us. He's Harry Pozicki, along with a seminar graduate, Alicia Welch Chester. And they are here together to talk about the program and how it's infusing new energy into New Jersey public life and might be a model for elsewhere. Harry, Alicia, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian.
One way to dive in, Harry, you use a phrase called hardball civics to describe what you do at the Citizens Campaign. I assume Chris Matthews is not involved in hardball civics.
No.
But what is?
Well, it's just to distinguish it from the kind of civics that your grandmother learned, where you learn to respect the founding fathers and the founding documents, which is good and important in itself, but you don't really learn to operate the power levers of political and governmental affairs. And that's what hardball civics is. We teach the insider kind of role that most people don't learn unless they get deeply involved in the political and governmental system.
So, for example?
Well, I'll give you an example of a lady who wanted to stop irresponsible development in her town. And she'd go to the planning board, she'd try and bring up the issue, and they'd ignore her. And she came to us, and we said, well, look, why don't you take an appointed position on the planning board? She said, I can't do that. The mayor knows me, hates me, I'm never going to get appointed. We said, well, why don't you do this? Go down to town hall, take a copy of the petition that you run against the mayor in the primary. She said, oh, the mayor's popular. Nobody's running against him. I could never beat him. I said, we're not telling you to run. She said, well, why am I getting the petition? I said, because you're going to get a phone call. So she said, well, who's going to call me? I said, either the mayor or his campaign chair, because he's got a primary where no one's running against him. He can go to Atlantic City or the golf course. He has nothing to do. And if you run against him, he's going to have to spend a lot of time preparing issues, fundraising, going to chamber debates and things like that. And he's going to call you up and ask you, what do you want? And when he asks you that, say, well, you know, I'd like to get just an alternate position on the planning board. You don't need to be greedy. Well, she not only did it and got onto the planning board and became the mayor of the town eventually, and she's now a power junkie, gone off to law school.
And what did she change?
Well, she actually did change the master plan of the town and address the issue that she was concerned about overdevelopment.
Alicia, you are a member of the State Democratic Committee in New Jersey, so
yes.
We'll put your partisan credentials on the table. Tell us what your first involvement with the Citizens Campaign was.
Shortly after I moved to the city of Trenton, I was very anxious to get involved in the community and learned about the Citizens Campaign training a number of years ago, about 5 or 6 years ago, and said, hey, this may be something that I'd be interested in learning about, and maybe I can do a little something and contribute to the community I am in. And took a training, got really excited, shared it with a couple of other people, and put the information that I learned to action.
What kind of action?
Well, first, I ran and won a very basic seat in the political party process in Trenton as a committee person in my election district. And that was very exciting. And I also had the gentleman that I was dating at the time, who's now my husband, run with me. So that was my very first step in getting involved.
Did the Citizens Campaign kind of build your power as a citizen? It was a kind of a citizenship boot camp in a way?
Yeah, I would say so. It really did. It gave me the information, the motivation, and the power just by sitting in that 30-minute seminar. The Citizens Campaign really handed me the handbook on how to get involved and be educated in the city that I live in.
And in your case, to run for office.
Yes. Well, run for the very simple office. It is an elected position. It's not a paid position. But there's a number of seats in the city of Trenton for both the Republican and Democratic Party. But it gave me that motivation to do that.
Listeners, how about any of your stories or stories of successes or frustrations? Participating in democracy outside the electoral system, or being frustrated by feeling there was no way you could participate in your local democracy outside the electoral system. Maybe the Citizens Campaign can help empower you. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-WNYC. 9692, or you can post your question or your story to our website, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show for Harry Pozicki, the chairman of the Citizens Campaign of New Jersey, and seminar graduate Alicia Welch Chester, now a Democratic state committee member from Trenton. 212-433-9692. Harry, are you interested in Occupy Wall Street? I'm not asking you to endorse their causes or way of doing things, but one of their I think one of their core principles is that they are not involved in electoral politics, and they are looking to create change through other means.
Yeah, it's distressing to hear them say that the vote is useless, and I feel their pain. I mean, districts are gerrymandered, so in many cases the vote is not as important, and in many instances big money and lobbyists control the governmental levers. And I can hear a longing for power, and the Citizen Campaign is really a free power app for the people, and I just wish that more people knew that they could take power right now and then could make a difference and actually be constructive and get the results they're looking for. We've had hundreds and hundreds of successes of citizens just like Alicia taking a half an hour class, getting some of our expert coaching and using our legal tools and making a difference. So it's something I think that Occupy Wall Street should pay attention to. But we're open to everyone. We're nonpartisan, and we've spoken to the Tea Party. We've spoken to people who are followers of Occupy Wall Street and every other interest group that you can imagine.
Here is John in Bradley Beach. You're on WNYC. Hi, John.
Hi, Brian. Thanks. Yeah, I have a success story after some guidance from Citizen Campaign, but I just preface it by saying probably 10 years ago I heard Michael Moore speak, and he said, you know, your local Democratic party is probably three or four people sitting around. It's been the same three or four people for years. If you show up with five of your friends, you could take it over. And that idea just had to sit and stew and ferment for a while. But then through Harry's group, I got wind, you know, actual statistics. At the time, I think they said a quarter of all the party seats in each town, there's a Democratic and Republican party in each town, it's supposed to be male and female people in those seats, a quarter of them are completely vacant. And I looked it up, and in my town, there's only one member. It was the mayor. He did nothing with the Democratic Party in our town and hadn't for years. And a few other people, unbeknownst to me, had the same ideas, and we basically went through the process that Citizens Campaign told us, and basically became the elected Democratic Party in our town. And then we ran one of these people for council, and she won, and she's actually our mayor right now.
Wow. So it's a great story. And what have you been able to change issue-wise?
This is the challenge, and we were able to get somebody elected. In my mind, in my vision, I thought it would be more of a platform to address issues in town, and I do. That's completely possible. But like anything, it's a ton of work. And interestingly enough, all these people that jumped onto the party in town at the time, we've all had life-changing events. You know, I've had kids, people have moved, people have changed jobs, yes, and all these different things. So we're happy with what we did. I see its potential for addressing issues. We just didn't make that happen in our town.
John, thank you very much. Alicia, do you have the same kind of experience? That's such a complicated story that he just told. Mm-hmm. Success in getting somebody elected and kind of taking over the local Democratic Party because it's just, as Michael Moore said, a few people sitting around in a room. So if you bring five of your friends and get really involved, you can actually take it over. You know, maybe that's an exaggeration or a caricature, but now they haven't been able to make change yet on a policy level. How about for you as a member of the State Democratic Committee?
Well, let me go back to my very beginning and being a committee person on the local level. And after I initially got elected, I became involved, took a leadership role on the local level, being on the executive committee, also taking a leadership role on the county level in the Democratic Party, and seeing that I had more to offer. And there were some things that I really wanted to see, make sure that the process was even more inclusive and open, that there is a bit more organization, regular meetings, so people knew what was going on and they felt welcomed. So it wasn't that perception of just three or four people sitting around. I know what it's like to be an outsider, the new person in town, and I wanted to change that. So last year, I decided to run for chair of the party in Trenton and was successful.
Congratulations. Shira in Old Bridge has a question for Harry. Hi, Shira.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was wondering if the Citizens Campaign Group had any suggestions for people who weren't really interested in taking on a, you know, an elected or full-time position, but maybe something smaller in the neighborhood or like an ad hoc kind of thing. Or I live in a big township, Old Bridge, and, you know, there's meetings on every, you know, all different nights for all different things. And I just was wondering if there's some other way to have an introduction but yet be active.
It's a great question, Harry, yeah. Because the caller from Bradley Beach, even when they got there, their person elected, they said, oh, well, you know, there are other things going on. We've had kids, things like that.
Yeah, we teach five different roles, not just party roles, and one of them is citizen legislator. And citizens come up with ideas to change policy in their own towns and beyond, and we have a legal team that helps them craft them into ready-to-adopt laws. So, for example, in your own town, you might do something that has been recently pushed by individuals who took our courses in the Citizens Campaign, and that's to adopt a best price insurance policy for your school district. It saves $6 million in the Cherry Hill School District by one individual coming together with a few friends, figuring out a way to create better competition for in health insurance in the school district, and saved them that much money. And that's gone on to save $3 million in Perth Amboy and millions in other towns. So just take a look on our website, thecitizenscampaign.com, and you'll find literally dozens and dozens of laws to cut waste in government, save tax dollars, strengthen the environment, cut corruption. You can basically pick your area and pick your idea and mold it from there.
Sure. Good luck. Thank you for calling. Is there a biggest challenge to good government in New Jersey that you would identify?
Really, it's just our own ignorance. It's our own lack of knowledge of where the power levers are, because it makes people so frustrated and makes them withdraw from government. And if the people withdraw, then the solutions aren't there. We like to think that by creating political equality, by the offering of the citizen campaign empowerment, that we can tap the competitive spirit of this country and tap the brains and the originality of its citizens. And we've done so in hundreds of instances. And so we just want more people to know about it.
But did you say 30-minute training before?
Yeah, you take a 30-minute class. You could take it online. But then you go into the field, and we give you an experienced person who's been an elected official or a party official that can coach you and help you along. And you've got a legal team that gives you these ready-to-adopt laws or helps you shape your own laws. So you really have full support to get things done. And we've had over 250 laws adopted locally. Some of them have percolated up to the national level.
One more experience to relate from Alice in Hoboken. Alice, thanks for calling.
Hi. In the summer of 03, six of us from Hoboken went down to a program that Harry Kosicki was running at Rutgers under the banner of Common Cause in those days. We came back and said, let's form a group that's not supporting candidates, because all the candidates that we supported tended to lose. So we formed People for Open Government. We adopted three ordinances limiting various aspects of pay to play, and we got templates from Common Cause to help us get started with that. And then we had petitions and so forth. Those passed, one of them on a ballot by 9-1. Then we also had a petition and an ordinance on open access in the city website. And we've been much more successful than we expected to be. When we started with our petitions, people would roll their eyes and say, you're not going to get rid of money in politics. And, of course, we haven't. But we have changed behavior. That is, people do not give $1.5 million to the mayoral candidate anymore. Mm. The elect filings show a very different pattern from before our ordinances were adopted.
So it's another success story of how people, without running for office themselves, can get organized and make a difference as to how things are done.
Yeah, that's right.
Alice, thank you very much. So, Harry, before you go, who would fund an organization like this? If you're training Tea Party members and unions and anybody from any political perspective who just wants to get more empowered to be active citizens in the community, where do you get your funding?
We get it mostly from individuals at our annual dinner. What we found is that the cream of the civic community of New Jersey, recognizing what dire straits government is in, has gotten behind the citizens' campaign. So they draw people to our annual dinner. They also gave us credibility and major foundations, including the Dodge Foundation and the Fund for New Jersey and several others have supported us. And more, I think that people who realize that if we want to have the engines of our meritocracy running well, we need to get political equality back into the system, and the Citizens Campaign offers people the power to make a difference and have that kind of political equality that's kind of drifted away in past times.
And how can people get in touch if they want to take this training or anything else?
They just need to go online to thecitizenscampaign.com. The courses are all there. They can view a 5-minute video that's entitled "You Don't Need to Be an Elected Official to Get Things Done." They'll see how it works, and we'll give them all the help we can. We're all volunteers.
Harry Pozicki, chairman of the Citizens Campaign, and Alicia Welch Chester, state committee person from Trenton in the Democratic Party. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up next, the changing relationship between artists and their 1% patrons after Occupy Wall Street. Stay with us.